Bullshit.
Trust. It's important to life because it's important to relationships and it's important to leadership. How do we build trust? There are a lot of ways and pieces to building trust. I'm going to talk to you about how most of those tie back to leveraging the power of storytelling to build trust as a leader, as a communicator, as a team member. It's the No BS Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, your no bullshit marketing agency. Trust. The power of that word, the magnetism of that word, and the meaning of that word, trust. That's what drives our relationships, the strength or weakness of our relationships. Trust drives how we reach, connect, engage, and influence others. Trust is vital to leaders. Leaders need to gain trust and earn trust and continually value the trust of their team members. Leaders also need to be able to gain the trust of other constituencies, strategic partners, customers, government leaders, the whole gamut. Francis Free and Anna Morris are two researchers, writers, experts on trust. They've done TED Talks, written books, written for journals, taught about this. And they compare and contrast the old style of leader where the traditional leader had charisma and decisiveness and exuded power. And they've talked about how there's a shift and what we as leaders need to do today. And they talk about leadership being built and trust being built from authenticity, logic, and empathy. I'm here to give you the storytelling tie to that because authenticity, logic, and empathy are all built, gained, and enhanced through leveraging the power of storytelling. Let's start with authenticity. It's about being the real you, the authentic you, and telling your story again and again so people understand who you are. And it's more than just that standard story for your business and your company and what you do. It's the whole you, which is complex. Each of us are complex individuals and human beings. That complexity ties to our personal life, and our personal life has all kinds of different parts to it. And then our business life has all types of different parts to it. But being authentic is telling that story and being the real you and showing the real you in multiple channels, multiple mediums, multiple ways. I was on a strategy call with some executives, and it was about maximizing LinkedIn. And there was some talk, and people were a little nervous and said, do people care about this part of me? And my answer was absolutely, absolutely, that's what really matters to us. Why are all these human interest stories done about government leaders, business leaders, athletics, sports celebrities, people in entertainment? You always hear this human interest story. For the history of time, the human interest story has been a driver of content. And it's because we want to feel like we know that person and can relate to that person. So yes, your story has to include your interest, what drives you, what you're passionate about, and what you do at your workplace, and how you help your team. So to achieve authenticity is to be the real you, but tell that story about the many elements of the real you. I am a leader at Mass Solutions. I'm in the CEO role, but I'm also a storyteller that produces a lot of content. I also work on strategic marketing solutions for our clients. I'm also a dad, a son, a brother, a coach. I've coached sports throughout my life. I was a former DJ, so I'm passionate about music. I love stories so much, so pop culture is big for me. All of those are the facets of me. And I incorporate that genuinely when I'm doing the podcast and doing video workshops, etc. Not to toot my own horn. In fact, I'm usually quite often self-deprecating, but also not to make me the center of attention. No, no. Just to help the audience relate because they're shared life experiences, because all those different titles that I named, the vast majority of people out there share many of those titles. And so that's about authenticity, and storytelling can drive authenticity. The next one from those two authors, Free and Morris, and experts on trust and how important it is to leaders. The first one was authenticity. The second one is logic. 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 Well, here's my interpretation of the logic aspect. When people find a leader and people want to be led, trust me, people want to be led. Oh, ironically, no pun intended. I use the word trust. People want to be led. And in the absence of leadership, real leadership, they'll take whatever leadership is there. And we've seen that time and again in all walks of life, is if there's not good, strong leadership, people will gravitate to any kind of leadership. And what helps people gravitate to the leaders and gain trust in a leader is logic. And that's understanding that there's a rationale, understanding that there's some expertise that this leader has, understanding that there's a why, that this leader has a vision, and that they use logic to make their decisions. So how do you gain trust through logic via leveraging the power of storytelling? Explaining your rationale. And far too many leaders don't maximize this. They simply don't go into detail explaining what the rationale is for a core value, what the rationale is for a strategic plan, what the rationale is for a change in leadership, what the rationale is for the organizational structure or accountability chart. They might say it once or twice, and they might say it to their direct reports. But what leaders need to do is tell that logic, that rationale, to multiple target audiences through multiple channels again and again and again. It might mean in person. It might be on Zoom. It could be recorded video, video clips. It could be a blog post. It could be a post on LinkedIn. It could be a podcast. It can be a direct mail piece. It needs to be multiple channels again and again to get repetition out so that the logic is understood, because trust is built by, number one, authenticity, which we went over, and number two, logic. And both authenticity and logic are supported by and enhanced through storytelling. The third point brought up by Francis Free and Anna Morris in their TED Talks and their videos and their writings and speaking is empathy. Empathy is when people know that we care and feel for them. It's not sympathy, because we're not in the exact situation. It's empathy. We have a shared feeling for them. We feel for what they're doing. We have an understanding of them. We care beyond ourselves, and we care about them. If you don't think storytelling helps convey empathy, you're missing on this one. So yes, leveraging the power of storytelling helps with the third point of empathy. When you're telling stories to your team, you're making points in that story that show your authenticity. You're making points that show you have a rationale, a strategy, you have logic. But you're also showing and conveying empathy when you use stories, anecdotes, and analogies to make a point. You're conveying that empathy, and that empathy is going to build trust. So the leaders of today and tomorrow no longer use the command and control of the 60s, 70s, and 80s into the early 90s. There's no longer the worry so much about the big, powerful, charismatic leader. It's more about the inclusive leader, and that leader needs to build trust. And the way that leaders build trust are through authenticity, logic, and empathy. And the way that you can enhance and showcase your authenticity, your logic, and your empathy is through leveraging the power of storytelling. Explain your why and your rationale. Talk about what's impacted you throughout your life and brought you to where you are today. give the rationale, the logic, show that there's an expertise and a strategy behind what you're doing, and convey empathy by relating to your team and telling stories that show that you care and that you feel and you understand and you put others' well-being ahead of yourselves. That's how we can all build trust, and leaders need to continually build and show and gain and take solace in knowing that they have the trust of their team. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No Bullshit Marketing Show, recorded in our studios, The Lair, here in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.